There, so you finish the set and you're done. A set is like a
It's
race.
Evening practice at the Redbird Swim Club in Normal. Coach John Almeida yells through the humid air and splashing echoes for the kids in the pool to keep at it. In the end lane, Trevor Tucci of Bloomington strokes back and forth. Trevor is waif thin, but has huge shoulders and a big chest for his age, tapering to a tiny waist. He's 8. Trevor was born with a hole in his back, and the spina bifida means he has no movement and little feeling below the belt line. Dad Mark says the family bought a house with a pool just before Trevor was born, so lessons were a priority. Trevor went into the water for the first time at age 4. It caught on.
The best thing I like is he can swim in that lane over there, and there's an 18-year-old in the lane next to him. They're all treated the same, and the camaraderie is unbelievable.
Trevor swims all 4 strokes, freestyle, butterfly, back, and breast. His favorite is freestyle and longer events. Most kids his age swim 25 meters, maybe 50 in a race. Trevor likes 100s and 200s, but not for any reason you'd expect.
It's a lot more funner because you get to flip turn. You get to flip turn in the water, the circle.
A lot of swimmers like race days, but don't like the drudgery of practice. Not Trevor.
Because you get to work really hard and you get a lot of energy. Sometimes if you like get bored, you might want to practice swimming.
Trevor swims about 1,600 meters of practice, call it within splashing distance of a mile per session. And he's surprisingly fast. He beats a few kids who have no disabilities now and then. Only once in 3 years had they seen another swimmer with a disability at a club meet. So Dad Mark says it was a real stunner when the family went to a meet for such swimmers in Michigan.
And they looked at me and asked how old he was and looked at his times and came back and said, you know, he's got a shot in the Paralympic swimming to go a long way. I couldn't believe it.
Trevor just set a national record age group time for swimmers with disabilities and won 3 gold medals and 4 silvers at nationals.
And I think as his muscles develop and he mature, it'll be fun to watch. You're going to move fast.
John Almeida has 4 decades of coaching experience. Almeida has helped 2 Olympians, 1 a medalist, and a handful of national champions. He says those swimmers share something he also sees in Trevor.
I think it's from their heart. We just watch them and applaud. You give some work and you show their inside effort. Come from within each individual and they always surprise you, and that's what he does.
The Paralympics are always held in the same city as the Olympics, just afterward. Now, don't go booking a slot yet for London in 2012, or dare we say it, Chicago in 2016, but Trevor shows promise. And Mark Tucci says it will be an interesting 8 years, maybe 4.
He always wants to improve. You know, he just goes and goes and goes. And it's really amazing, especially for an 8-year-old to have that determination, let alone somebody with a disability who has no legs. I mean, who's using all arms.
You have to remember Trevor is only 8. Dad may dream about Paralympics, perhaps blessedly just as yet. Trevor says he does not. His goals are both nearer and more distant than competing against other swimmers with disabilities.
Sometimes I have a dream about me making it to the state cut sometimes, or me like improving times or swimming.
10 and a 35, 10 and a 45, no break in between.
That's a tough task, though Coach Almeida says Trevor's example encourages the older swimmers. And the younger ones? Well, Almeida's a crafty teacher who uses the motivational tools that come his way.
Trevor's an inspiration for all of us here. When some of the little kids feel a little sore for themselves, I will tell them, Trevor's never sore about himself.
Trevor is calm as he talks about swimming. He's far more animated as he chatters on about the cool Tony Hawk video game and baseball and other very important kid things.
Like sometimes, like my brother, we'd go on the mat and like we'd play hand soccer.
Hand soccer? How do you play that?
Yeah, like there's like 2 people.
But he says there is something he wants others to know about him.
That even though you can't kick, you could still be a good swimmer.
Swimming teaches a lot about life. It teaches discipline and demonstrates hard work paying off. It teaches competition against oneself. But Trevor Tucci, age 8, offers another lesson for the rest of us. I'm Charlie Schlenker, WGLT News.